Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam. Mitzvah Shin Mem Vav. And this is again based on the Drishas Pikudecha, an incredible set of Sfarim and the Sefer Mitzvahs. Migalos Ervas Ishis Ish. We are warned against Gili Arayas with a married woman. In the seventh Shoresh of the Rambam's Shoroshim, he writes that it is not fitting to enumerate Dikduke HaMitzvah. In other words, the details of a mitzvah, the nuances of a mitzvah, are not enumerated as a separate mitzvah in the Taryag. So the Rambam writes, Pesach Dvorov, Umizeh ha-min gam kein amru yis'ale, she-na'ra ha-me'oirosa, ke-she-zinsa hi beskila, u-vaskoyen besreifa. So the Torah tells us that a na'ra me'oirosa who's mizane receives an onesh of skila, as opposed to a regular rad woman who gets chenek, and a baskoyen, and this is the completion of the details of the laws of a married woman. You have a nara meirosa, and then you have a baskoyen, and you have a regular married woman. So these are the details. Mitzvah v'nar murasa mitzvah bas koin mitzvah. The Bahag makes a mistake, says the Rambam. And he enumerates Eishes Ish as one mitzvah, Na'raha me'orasa as a separate mitzvah, and bas koin as a third mitzvah. Ve'ena davar kach, it's not so. Zatraki mitzvah achas. It is but one mitzvah. Not two, not three, not four. It's one mitzvah. Ayin sham b'divrei Rambam b'shoresh hashvi. V'tzorich yiun b'shitas ha-behag. Shemana otam l'shalosh mitzvot. V'arei einam ela azhara achat shel eshet ish. Sh'atorah kava onashim chalukim. The Rambam has a shtark etayin on the behag. It's one azhara. And the Torah gives three different punishments for this one azara. The azara is that a married woman is off limits. And they're different, the details, they're different. But it's all one avera, not three. So it appears as follows. In Tosa Rosh, in Yevamis, and Daf Lamed Daled, he brings a new shita in the name of Rabbeinu Meir that a besula shezinsa leka b'chi uvchatas vishum eishes ish. So az lo yhavi eishes ish ela nara me'oirosa uve nara me'oirosa leka koreis v'lo yimechayiv al shigigosa chatos. Says that chiddush, and again, this is to explain why the Bahag enumerates each of the three married women as a separate avera. So Rabbeinu Meir says that a besula who is mizane has no chiyuv chatas al tzeishes ish, if it's b'shogeg, because it's not an eishes ish, it's a nara ha-me'oirosa. And by a nara me'oirosa, there's no kareis. And memela, there's no chatas on a shogeg. In other words, nara me'oirosa, besula, right? A betrothed woman who hasn't yet consummated her marriage, says Rabbeinu Meir, is not chayev as kareis like a regular married woman. And therefore, there's no chiyuv chatas for a shogeg. Kareis goes with a chiyuv chatas b'shogeg. והדברים צריכים ביור טובה. לספוד אותה ביור, as they say in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. We have to understand what's going on. Mechitesi, that anara emul rosa, is not included in the din kores of an eishes ish. Why would you think such a thing? That anara emul rosa is not included in the din kores of an eishes ish. He's an eishes ish. So it would appear based on the Targum Yoinason on the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, v'ish asher yinaf es eishes ish, asher yinaf es eishes re'ehu, mois yumos hanoyef v'hanoyefes. A man who commits adultery with a married woman, who commits adultery with the wife of his friend. We have two things here. He committed adultery with a married woman, and he committed adultery with the wife of his friend. What's the din? The din is, they die, the man and the woman, both adulterers. Omer Targum Yonatan, v'gever, diyigur yos, itas kvar me'oroso. So when it says in the pasuk, v'ish, asher yinaf es eishes ish, this is a reference to a nara moiroso. O diyigur yos itas, chavrei mi ba'alo. And that's so ish asher yinaf es eishes ish is a nara moiroso. Asher yinaf es eishes re'ehu. Ze mitkaven lema to a regular married woman. Eshesish is an aram urasa. Ashenaf es Israel is a regular married woman. And they both die. So he explains this pasuk to include both. Both to an aram urasa and to a ba'ula. Yitas chavrei mevola. She's a ba'ula. He's not a besula. It's concluding both. And he learned that it's talking about two different things because the pasuk is a seeming tautology. So it's repeating itself. So Ish is referring to the Nara Moirosa. Israel is referring to the Ba'ula. And he also explained Linyan Oinish the most Yunasonai Fano Efes. Different Oinshin. Ayin Sham in Targum Yonison. So that's a Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. So according to this, it would appear that the Pasuk in Parshas Achremois Vel Eishes Amischa Loisitain Shoftuchalazora. To the wife of your friend, of your colleague, you shouldn't have illicit relations. Don't give your lying down for seed, literally. So this pasuk is parallel to the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Kasher Yenafeshes Reyu. Yerteshes Amisra, Yerteshes Reyu. It's a parallel of shyness. So therefore, the latter part of the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim is paralleled by the pasuk in Parshas Achremos. Because the oinshim of arayis that are written in Parshas Kedoshim are referring to the azhoras arayis, the warning in Achremos, and the punishment in Kedoshim. Therefore, the warning in Achremos, Hashayana Fashis Reo, is referring to a Ba'ula who's married, and then the punishment that's in Achremos, and the punishment in Kedoshim is Hashayana Fashis Reo Mos Yumas. And the warning is that Elisha Samischa Lo Sitein Shchoftucha Lazara. So, according to this, it would appear that the Azhara of Eishes Ish in Parashas Achremos is referring only to an Asua and not to a Nara Moirosa Lefi Darko Shel HaTargum Yoinesin. And Memela, the Pasuk at the end of Parashas Achremos, Ki Kol Asher Yaaseh Mikol HaTo'evot Ha'ele V'Nichretu HaNefashot HaOsot, we have a Pasuk in Achremos that promises Kares, what a gift, Kares for someone who steps out of line. Kares for all these people, all these forbidden arayas. But remember, according to the Derech of the Targum Yonison and Achremos, we didn't speak about an Ara Morasa. We only spoke about a Ba'ula, a regular married woman, not an Ara Morasa. So therefore it makes sense that since the Pasuk in Achremos is talking about an Ara Morasa, therefore at the end, about a Ba'ula, therefore at the end, when it promises Kares, it's also referring to an Ara Morasa. Mizachinu lemogol l'shitas Rabbeinu Meir. So now we have a makor for Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir writes, again, cited by the Tosfos HaRosh in Yevamos and Daf Lamed Daled, that a besula that was mezane, meaning a narum a rosum is mezane, there's no kores, there's no chatas because there's no kores, that's really rooted in the Targum Yonason. Targum Yonason says that the pasuk b'chayra, pasuk in Achremos of Ve'aleish Zemisro L'tiv Nashchot Ha'lezora is referring only to an Eish, to a Be'ula. And therefore when the pasuk says in the end Kares, it's referring only to a Be'ula but not to an Arama Rasa. So an Arama Rasa, there's no Kares. Gevaldik. So we can learn according to this, B'das Shitazu She'an Arama Rasa, not only is there a Chiluk in her punishment from an Eish Yisish Nesua, but we can take a step forward and say that it isn't even included in the Ikar Parish of Nesua. And these are two distinct parishes in the din of Eishes Ish. The two parishes, the parish of Nara Merosa and the parish of Eishes Ish. Maybe Nafkamina Linasrol, Shittas Rashi, you have to mention the Pasuk. So by Nara Merasa, you have to mention the Pasuk Nara Merasa, by Eishes Ish, the Pasuk of Eishes Ish. So in the Sefer HaMitzvah in the Chinuch, they write Nichblas Hara Eid Eishes Ish, that it's just doubled up. But according to the Shita, it's not doubled up. One pasuk of a shergina of Ve'aleishes Amischa Lo Sita in Shchavtuch Lezor. That's not referring to Nara Merasa. You have to quote the pasuk when you're giving Hasra of Ish Asher Yenaf Eishes Ish, Eishes Ish. So according to this, it would appear that we understand how the Shitas HaBehag to enumerate Nara Merasa's Labifnei Atzmo because he's going with this Shita, with this Mahalach. And Eil's Nara Merasa is a parsha bifnei atzma. It's not included in the regular din of Eishes Ish. And they don't get different punishments because of different details, but because it's a fundamentally different din. When you shevet shitas ha-bahag, Baruch Hashem b'siyata tishmai. Now the Bahag enumerated also the lav, liznois debas koin, liznois debas koin, the lav bifnei atzma. Remember, so he also enumerates that as an independent mitzvah. Sanhedrin nun amid beis. Tano rabbanu mazis koyin kisachel yochel afilu chilas a Shabbos. You might think she gets sreifa. Even for being mechal Shabbos, says kisachel. Hamadoshim chilu chil Shabbos. Hamadomer, you got it all wrong. Liz nois. Bechilulin shebiznusa kosef medaber. Nachem dabrim lo. Achilul Shabbat, Ela al Znut. From the Havamina, that it's even referring to Chilul Shabbos, it would appear that the Yisayda Oynesh of Sreifa is a din bifnei atzmoy shel chil kohuna. Es avia hi mechalel ezba eish tisareif. She's being mechalel her father. She gets burned in fire. Not because of the aveir of eish tisish. Because of chil kohuna. She's mechal her father's kahuna, and therefore when the mazim mechene znus Shabbos, the important thing is that she was mechal her father's kahuna, and therefore she's liable. It's the havamin of the Gemara. Even chil Shabbos because the chil kahuna lav dafka znus. So you can say no. The chil kohuna is mitztarek to the chod, to the chomer ha'oinesh. But sof sof, yisoid v'din einsha is mishum l'sad eish esish is insa. And it's just even more chamu because of the chilu. And that's why the Gemara says that maybe it's talking about Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos is also out Chil Shabbos, but it's also Chil Kohuna. So it's the two together. You're also it's the Icarus here is this nose. It's just worse because of Chil Kohuna. But the Hemshech HaSugya says Yochel Afilo Pnuya. What do you mean, Yachal Afil Pnuya? What's her aveira? What's the aveira of a single girl that the Hagumara is a havamina, meaning that even a Pnuya gets sreifa? My aveirosa denemor bachum ratfei mishum chil akuhuna. So bishleim alashita sa Rambam, there's a lav of kedesha for Pnuya znus. So we can say, okay, it's an aveira d'orais of znus. The Rishonim will hold not like that. Not like the Rambam. Some Rishonim hold it to lav in the Pastin. Some Rishonim hold it to Namar al Bia, Bias Eved al Bas Yisrael, Bias Yisrael al Shivcha. So, it isn't an Isser Pnuya. So what's the havamina of the Gemara that we're going to give her sreifa? So the answer is she's mechalel the kahuna. That's why we're getting her. Gemara rejects the havamina and says ne'emar kan avi of ne'emar lalan avi amal lalan znus im zikas baal. Avkan znusim zikas baal. It means znusim zikas baal. It doesn't say znus to eishes ish. It says znus to zikas baal. So in other words, it's not because it's znus to eishes ish. It's a din bifnei atzmo. If znus to zikas baal, there's a connection of a husband. But it's not a regular classical din of eishes ish. So again, the bas koyin, the znus of a bas koyin, is in a veira because of the chilul kuhuna. Together with the Zikat's Baal, but it's not in the classical category of Eish HaSish. And therefore we understand the Shittas HaBahag. The Shittas HaBahag enumerates Znus of Abbas Koyin as a Lav Yifnei Atzmo. Because again, it's not classified as a regular Eish HaSish. Here the Yisr is primarily a Chil Kuhuna with Zikat's Baal, but not regular Eish HaSish. The Rambam holds Pashit, it is Eish HaSish. The Havamin of Pnuya is because the Chilul Kohuna brings to the Chomer Onesh and the Lav of Lo Yesig Losi Akadesha. And then Kamash Malan, that no, it's only if if she's married, and then she gets a chamer punishment of Sarah Sreif, and she gets an independent punishment because of her serious Aveira. But that's because she's a Bas Kohen. She's Mechalelis the Kahuna, but it's primarily because of Znus, because of Eishes Ish. And Mamela, the Rambam holds that it's enumerated together with the regular Issur of Eishes Ish. But we were Miyashim in this year, Tzad Nishmai, the Shitza Bahag. And we should be Zoch Ala Hamshich. Lilmod Ulalame, Lishma Blasu, the Kaim is called every Samu Torah Sabihaba. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we'll be Zoch continue this incredible series in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.